I own her ass. She owns my balls. Ashish 9. I own her ass. I grip her ass in a very proprietorial, masterful fashion, squeezing her butt cheeks, the fleshy gluteus maximus, those two twin globes, those nether globes that lie near each thigh. She grips my balls very mistressfully, in a very commanding grip, a commanding feminazi grip, as equally vindictive and triumphant as my palm cupping each of her slutty butt cheeks. Her palm gives my submissive, slave boyish balls warmth by totally enclosing them in a maternal cocoon and then gently, tenderly squeezing them in a very girl-friendly fashion. A twinge of pain triggers through my prostate gland and my penis. My motor neurons and neuruses send electrical signals and crackle with energy. When I squeeze her ass, she tells me her clit stands up like a little silver bullet. Her pussy clenches in submissive, masochistic, pre-orgasmic bliss, erotic nirvana plateau. I squeeze her ass and chant Jai Devi Nityambi, which in Sanskrit stands for Victory Goddess Buttocks. She squeezes my balls and chants Jai Prabhu Tejas, or Victory Lord Semen, or the Victory Lord Sperm. Both of us are masterful stroke mistressful and slave boyish stroke sluttish. I am both master come slave boy to my significant other, and she is both mistress come slave girl or mistress come slut to me. Simultaneously, I am both commanding and submissive, and she is also equally submissive but dominant. I am stern with her buttocks, she is cruel with my balls. So I enjoy soaring into the heaven of dominance by squeezing her fleshy globes and then plunging into the erotic nadir of masochism when she controllingly squeezes my scrotal sac, but gently, firmly but gently, which is giving me pain which I can tolerate, telling me who is my mistress. At the same time, it's a pleasurable pain because it's around 93% pleasure, 7% pain. Whereas when I grip her ass, it is 100% dominance for me, and 100% pleasure for her. And her heart, soul and asshole militant, submissive, slutty, pre-orgasmic nirvana, bliss, erotic bliss. So, dear listeners, if you are a man, you can try this out with your significant other. If you are a woman, you can try this out with your significant other. If you are a couple, you can try it out with each other. Okay? So I'm closing off for now. Bye-bye. Amen. And Om Shanti.